Mishnah says in Daf Yutes Amud Beis, Misha Nazir Nazirus Harbe, a person was Makabal, a lot of Nazirus, Behishlam is Nazirusa, Vechagach Bala Aretz, Besham Yom Nazir Shoshim Yom, Nisal Aymen Nazir Betchila. So it's Mavur that when a Nazir is a Makabal Nazirus in Chutzlarts, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to be Makabal Nazirus again. Question exactly how much, but he has to be Makabal Nazir Nazirus because it's a Knas, because you shouldn't be Makabal Nazirus in Chutzlarts because of Tumas Eretz Amim, as the Gemara explains. So it's Mavur from the Mishnah that one cannot become a Nazir in Chutzlarts. The Rambam paskens this in Hilchos Naziris, Perek Beis, Al Chaval. If in a Naziris Nagas El Beretz Yisrael, Mishin Nazir B'Chutzlarts, Kainzin Eisai. If a Mekama Naziris in Chutzlarts, we give you a Knas, and Mechavin Eisai Lalas Eretz Yisrael, Mechavin Eitgot Eretz Yisrael, Elias Nazir Beretz Yisrael, committing the Yamim Shinada. And therefore he says you should not become a Nazir in Chutzlarts. Lefikach Mishin Nazir B'Zman Hazeh B'Chutzlarts, Kefin Eisai Lalas Eretz Yisrael, V'Yan Nag Naziris Shama Ad Shiyama, Sar Shibana HaMikdash, and then he could bring his Karbanis. So it's Mavur from the Rambam, the one cannot become a Nazir in Chutzlarts. The Ravid agrees to that. The Ravid is chaylik on one prat. He says, "Belama kavinos alalos and limnos v'chiyesham tyra." He says, "What's the point of going to Eretz Yisrael? There's no tyra in Eretz Yisrael today." But lo kulanu tumeim tumas meis ve'inkan hefresh ben Eretz Yisrael l'chutzarts ma'aser lizer b'chol makim. So the Ravid is chaylik. He holds there's no reason to go to Eretz Yisrael because you're not getting anything. You're tame everywhere, even in Eretz Yisrael. But the Etzem Zach, the Ravid agrees that you can't become a nazir in chutzarts, and he's machmir. You can't even become a nazir in Eretz Yisrael because of the same reason that today we're all tame. Al Kapanim, that's Mavur from the Ravid and the Rambam. Everyone is masking that one cannot become a Nazir in Chutzlarts nowadays. And based on this, you can ask a question on the famous Nazir from Yerushalayim, Rav David Kain, who was a famous Nazir, Talmud of Rav Kook, who was Mekabel Naziris. He was known as the Nazir. He didn't get a haircut his whole life until his Misa. But his Naziris actually began in Chutzlarts. He came from Europe, and when he was in Europe, at a certain point over there, he decided to be Mekabel Naziris. He started growing his hair long, and later on, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. But the shaila is, how could he be Mekabel Naziris in Chutzlarts? This is also to be Mekabel Naziris in Chutzlarts, both Lefi the Rambam and Lefi the Ravid. And it's interesting to note that the Nazir's son, Rav David Kohn's son, was Rav Shar Yashuv Kohn, and he was also a Nazir. He wasn't Mekabel's own Naziris, but his father, Rav David Kohn, was Mekabel Naziris for him while he was a baby, and he was Nag Naziris in his youth. You see the pictures of him as a kid. He had long hair, so he was misnag as a Nazir, and then at a certain point, when he became a Gadol around Bar Mitzvah time, he was Meicher, and was Meisa Mada, the Rav Matir's Naziris, and he took off his Naziris. So he was a Nazir as well. Now him becoming a Nazir is not a Shver, because that was in Eretz Yisrael, and Lefi the Rambam, Pashas, that would be okay, it would be a problem Lefi the Ravid. But his father, Rav David Kohn, was Mekabel Chutzlarts, that's Taka a problem. What was the heter for him to be Mekabel Naziris in Chutzlarts? And I think the answer is something that Rav Shar Yashuv Kohn writes in the biography on Rav David Kohn. He writes over there that he held, and he had rise to this, that his father never became a real Nazir. He's never actually Mekabel Naziris. He wasn't really a Nazir. He just decided to live a life of precious and of kedusha, and for that reason, he was makbe not to be megaleach his hair, not he was parish from yain and from other things. It wasn't an actual chalais naziris; he was never makabel naziris. He just lived a life of precious, and to live a life of precious, that avada is mutter anywhere, even in chutzarts, and therefore it's not shver how he was able to live such a life in chutzarts, because there was no official kabbalas naziris, but a real kabbalas naziris in chutzarts, pashas would seem to be a problem with this. One other issue that you have with this is the Rogachover. There's a story brought on about the Rogachover that when he was a kid, his father took him to see the Tzemach Tzedek to get a bracha. And the rabbi gave him a bracha that he should become a big lamda and a big Talmud Chacham, and he also told him that he should learn Maseches Nazir. So the Rogachover was a young child, and he asked his father, he said, "Why is the rabbi telling me to learn Maseches Nazir? I have a chiv to learn Kol Tar Kula, like he Taka did." So if he mentioned Nazir specifically, maybe the rabbi meant he's being meramez that he should become a Nazir. And according to that Shmuel, he was talking Mekabel Naziris, and he became a Nazir, and he was also a Nazir. And for that reason, you look at the pictures of the Rogachover, he had long hair because he was Mekabel Naziris, and he was makbe not to cut his hair. That is a story that's brought down in the Svarim about the Rogachover. So the same question would apply: how is it more different to Mekabel Naziris in Chutzlarts? If there's an Isser because of Tumas Eretz Amim, L'char it should be Aser to do that. So that Maisa not everyone agrees with. Some hold that it's not true. He wasn't Mekabel Naziris. The reason why he had long hair was for other reasons. Some say because of Bittul Tari, didn't want to take off his yarmulke and stop learning. Some say he had medical reasons. But that Maisa is disputed, and not everyone agrees that he was indeed a Nazir. And a right to this is a story I saw brought down in the biography of the Rogachover, that somebody was made, he said over Maisa to show how Shakur the Rogachover wasn't learning, that he said that he He once was he came to visit Ragachev, and Ragachev was eating breakfast, and he said that while he was started eating his breakfast, he started speaking and learning, and he totally forgot that he was eating breakfast, and he never even swallowed the food that he started eating. But the way he described his breakfast, he said the Ragachev had a cup of milk and two grapes. That was his breakfast. That's what he was eating. And so if he's eating these grapes, then pashas he wasn't a nazir, so it'd be mistabed to say that he was not mekabel naziris, and his long hair came for other reasons, and therefore wouldn't be shver on him either. But al kopanim, that's what lechara is mavur based on this mission in the Rambam and the Ravid, that one should not be mekabel naziris in chutzaritz. And this the naziris of Dabbe Kayin was not a real naziris, but it was a precious ba'alma, even though he's referred to as a nazir, but there was no be'etzem dekel chalois naziris.